Welcome to In My Humble Opinion with Imran Anwar. In this episode, I would like to discuss and basically commend Pope Benedict for having the courage and the wisdom to stand up to the bullying of the pro-Zionist media and the state of Israel. As you may recall, there was a recent incident when there were several terror attacks in several countries, and the Pope, speaking out as usual, as the previous Pope did, and as the Church generally does in recent history, condemned the terror activities, the targeting of civilians, and the loss of innocent lives. And basically, the Pope's mistake was that he did not include Israel in that statement. Now, let's not forget, this Pope and the former Pope had always been on record as condemning murder and the targeting of innocent civilians by all kinds of terrorists. And in this particular case, the Pope's statement was not even trying to make a statement, no pun intended, about Israel by excluding it. It was merely mentioning specific certain terror acts that had taken place in the last few days. Of course, we know that the way the Zionist lobby, the pro-Israel media, control and dominate the discussion on Israel policy or any kind of political discussion related to Israel is by ensuring that anybody who questions Israel or anybody who brings up the topic of American support or the pro-Israeli American policy will immediately be branded as an anti-Semite. You might be married to a Jewish woman, you might even have kids who are Jewish, but hey, if you happen to question the Israeli policy or America's support for Israel, you're either a self-loathing Jew or you're an anti-Semite. And that really is a lot of bunk. So thank God for the Pope having the wisdom and the strength and the boldness and courage to tell Israel that they were out of line, they had no business telling the Vatican what to say, while very clearly stating that they condemn terror of all kinds, not just the recent kind where we saw idiots go out and kill innocent civilians in London, or the daily carnage we see by the evil, murderous thugs of Al-Qaeda using the name of Islam to go kill children and innocent civilians and people even recruiting for jobs to help Iraq rebuild itself and to even become independent from the occupation by American soldiers. Those are the people that the terrorists are targeting and killing, and the Pope condemned that. However, the Pope was also strong enough and smart enough, and God bless him, good enough to say that he does not condone the policies of certain governments, Israel, for example, when it takes actions that basically target civilians in retaliatory actions or indiscriminate bombings, or the pictures that we have seen of tanks shooting at teenagers throwing rocks, or dozens of children killed simply because some soldiers thought they were in danger from little kids. So thank God for the Pope having the strength. And I, as a Muslim, I commended the Muslim leaders who made the fatwa or declared the fatwa against the so-called jihadists who are carrying out terror in the name of Islam. But I also commend the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church for his strength and for having the good sense to say what needed to be said. And hopefully, with Islamic clerics on one side, people like the Pope and other Christian leaders who are questioning their support of Israel's anti-Palestinian, anti-civilian, and cruel, oppressive policies. God bless them all. And hopefully with their working together, getting the message out there, we will be able to at least discuss and debate American policy towards Israel. Because if we do not do that, the terror will continue, and we will continue to be targeted by terrorists, not just in London or Madrid or Baghdad or Karachi, but even here in the United States and in every country in the world. So let's work together. And again, God bless you, Pope. You have the courage and you have my vote. Thank you. And this is Imran Anwar signing off from In My Humble Opinion. Goodbye.